I love, you know, helping other people. It's cliche, but helping other people in need is a very satisfying experience. I think that was, when I heard they got funding, that was great news for me. I felt really good. And also I was told by one of the entrepreneurs that, you know, I'd helped him a lot and he had learned a lot. And a lot of things in Africa, they just do day by day. They don't understand. They're good businessmen, but they're not good at running a business, if there's sort of a distinction. They understand the industry, but not necessarily how they can make their business more effective. And he told me he'd learned a lot and he wanted me to come back.
That's former University of Melbourne student Achet Chananar, who, after completing the final exams of the Master of International Business, decided not to launch headlong into the search for a graduate job. Instead, he travelled to Africa, where he worked with ambitious Kenyan entrepreneurs, helping them grow businesses that make a positive social impact.
So the town we were in was Nakuru. It was like a third largest town, like a growing industrial town in Kenya.
Achet undertook a volunteer program with Balloon Kenya, a social enterprise founded in Kenya by Joshua Bicknell and Doug Cochran.
Over a 6-week period, we are taught a curriculum, teach parts of that curriculum to the entrepreneurs, and then work sort of actively with those entrepreneurs, understanding it, helping them understand their businesses better, record cash flows, understand profit margins, talk about their ideas for their business in the future.
The Balloon Kenya program fills a gap, providing an alternative to traditional sources of funding for local entrepreneurs.
Microfunds are very tough to get. Yeah. You need like high collateral, very secure, you need a really strong credit history, so it's out of reach for these people.
Volunteers collaborate with a diverse range of local entrepreneurs, working across a wide spectrum of industries.
My five were included a commodities retailer, so like a milk bar, essentially a milk bar, which is actually a home at the same time, in a sort of middle-class suburb.
Yep.
And basically, she had no branding whatsoever. Mm-hmm. People just knew her, and they went to her for goods.
Yep.
So like milk, snacks, stuff like that. Then we had a farmer who basically just had a plot of land, his home, where he had his cows and his chickens, so milk and eggs. Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to move to an alternative form of farming, where he would have a plot, a farm, literally a farm, not his home, a farm, and he would have a machine and process feed and let his cow sit there and eat. Mm-hmm. And produce milk.
Yep.
But he wasn't doing that already. He was taking them out, and that was leading to diseases and tiredness and stuff. Yeah. That was another one. Then we had a secondhand clothes salesman. Mm-hmm. To buy things from Nairobi and then sell them, secondhand clothes. Another woman who was selling secondhand clothes but wanted to sell bags, women's bags. And then the last one was a person who did a mobile banking, ran a mobile banking business called M-Pesa. It's great. Basically, you just use a mobile to process payments.
The involvement of volunteers has a double benefit for the local businesses, as a portion of the money paid by the student volunteers is invested into the financing of ventures. Three of the five entrepreneurs in Archette's group were ultimately successful in securing financing.
I sort of hadn't been on exchange, also hadn't done any volunteering overseas, and I had always wanted to, but for some reason, at whatever stage, financially or I was too busy or whatever, I just didn't take the opportunity, and this was like, oh, it's there, you know, this is great, I don't have anything to do over the summer, I don't have a job yet, and I'm not going to be applying in December or January, I'll apply when I get back.
Achet says the structure of the program was uniquely different to his university-based learning, and will provide a point of differentiation for prospective employers.
We're taught to be employees, and that's very good, but what's happening is that if everyone's an employee, you know, where's sort of the different mindset that we need to sort of tackle problems? You know, we're going to be in an increasingly complex world, and the world is going to be very different from Australia, just Australia. And unfortunately, it's not taken into account in the academic world, in school or university. We just learn the concept, apply the concept. And now it's sort of going there, it's like, okay, different environment, these are the problems, think on your feet, learn to apply some of the stuff you've learned in a real world, and actually do something tangible. And I think that's what's lacking in universities. And I think when you go for a job and you can say, I've done that, it's like, okay, you know, this person can work in the real world.
The program included an intensive training program, which equipped volunteers for their subsequent interactions with the local entrepreneurs. But seeing a new and exotic part of the world was another benefit.
Some of my best experiences were, I was just by myself and I was walking around. One time we were meeting an entrepreneur for dinner, they were late, as usual. Kenyans, they're always late. So I had it like an hour and a half to myself. I just walked around the suburb, And some of those experiences are best, like just exploring the place and being by yourself.
Since returning to Australia, Achet has flung himself into the hunt for a graduate job, but recommends undertaking an international study or volunteer experience to any student.
You know, even if you don't do it through this organisation, just generally, there are so many organisations out there in the uni, outside of uni, doing these things. If you participate in one of those, I think the benefit is still the same.